Here from the Florida Tampa Bay Comic Con, Speedy Jr. here with Geek Culture Congress, and I'm here with one of the creators of a brand new comic book, which is called The Chronicles of Solaria.
Hold on, I got it right?
Yeah? All right. Peter Smith, right?
Peter Smith.
Welcome to Geek Culture Congress. Pleasure to talk to you today. And give me the sales pitch or the quick rundown of your new comic book there. Okay, let's show it off, too.
So, Solaria is very much like it's if you like Hellboy, you like Harry Potter, those type of adventures.
Yeah.
Imagine an adventure similar to that with a steampunk fairy tale twist.
All right, very cool.
So what happens is I went back into a lot of the Grimm's fairy tale history and lores of the original origins of the characters.
Right.
Like in Solaria, Sleeping Beauty is actually named Princess Talia.
Oh, very nice.
And that was her original name in the 1626 rendition of Sleeping Beauty, which was called Talia, the Sun and the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have a mixture of original characters. The character over here, this is Cyrus Ravenwolf.
Yeah.
And he is the
son I like some of this fighters and the robot there, without spoiling anything.
There's a little bit of sci-fi to it as well.
Yeah.
So very steampunk sci-fi, though, so you can get into that. The book itself starts off to where Cyrus is the son of the Big Bad Wolf, and he is captain of his father's ship called the Black Ghost, and he has a crew of pirates that work with him. They are actually hired to go into the Kingdom of Aurelia and kidnap Sleeping Beauty, and that's where the story starts, and then it escalates from there, and we'll get into the antagonists and things like that as the story progresses. And,
it's
a very fast-paced adventure.
How many issues are you into right now? Just the first one?
I'm working on issue two right now. Should be out later summer, late summer, early fall.
Very cool. Very good. So if people want to grab issue one from you today, here they can't get to here at Tampa Bay Comic Con today or tomorrow, where can they get it at?
They can go to TrimsandFableStudios.com.
Okay.
And you guys can pick it up there.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, have a good one. All right. Signing off, more from the floor, Tampa Bay Comic Con, a little bit of Geek Culture Congress.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.